So, thanks for joining me. I'm Rebecca, and this is my Breaking Autopilot series. And today I want to talk about January goals. So, what did I set for myself this month? Today's January 20th, so it's time for me to reflect and say, am I meeting those goals? So, I picked something that would take some pressure off of responsibilities. I'm a type A person, which means I'm not a perfectionist. That, you know, I get to a certain point and then we can move on because there's too many things to get to perfect. But I like to have stuff in order. I like to make sure that other people that have to take care of my things have what they need. And a couple of years ago, my mom got sick. Well, actually, several years ago, she was sick and unable to care for herself, and that health declined to the point that I had to become her body because she wasn't physically able to do the things that she normally would have done and had taken disability and was living off oxygen and just surviving through her day. So even her hands had a hard time writing checks, and so I helped her with that. When I say I helped her with it, she still had mind and thought, so she would instruct me how to do things. But I had to learn a lot about taking care of their household. My stepfather was getting older, and they were running a business. And so I began to help more with that, all while maintaining a lifestyle of working full-time and two children. And so what that period of life taught me was how much was involved in just managing another household. We had to walk through getting every detail of what bills they paid, who those vendors were, those monthly account numbers and things, and budget that money, and know where their salaries were coming from, and Social Security checks and such. And it was a lot of weight. So when, but it was also good preparation, because when the time came where that she was unable to instruct me as much, and stepfather was unable to instruct me as much, then I had been taught by them how to run that household. Now, when she passed, I was executress of the estate and had a lot to deal with as well. And so now when I look back at those things, I think, how could anyone come in and help me now as a single parent, or even if I had a spouse, how would they know how to manage life in a short term if something were to happen to me? And so now with me being a single parent, having two children, having a house to run, a household, bills to manage, things that have to be paid to keep those comforts for those children and to keep things running, I think about that. And I don't want to think about that all the time because that's a lot of stress and burden to put the extra worry on. But as a January goal, it was to get it knocked out. It was to get a new living will, to get a new power of attorney, an emergency situation, and to provide that designated person with all the information that I could so that it wouldn't overwhelm their life while they were trying to manage mine in an emergency. So what does that entail? Well, a good trusted legal advisor and a good trusted support person that you can designate for those roles. They don't have to be the same roles, but my person is. So that's the example I'm going to use. And my story is not to tell you how to do that and what to put in it, but my story is to tell you that it might need to be done and you just might need to think about it. And when you do, it might be a little challenging, but press through to think about what your end goal is. So Stephen Covey's, begin with the end in mind. Keep that end in mind. You're doing this for peace of mind to have it completed in case of emergency, that you could assist those that are having to deal with that emergency. So the first thing I did was get a living will and think about that. And do you want to resuscitate, not resuscitate, life support systems, and discuss those with that designated person and think about that. So that's a lot to think about in itself. You know, how would they feel when they have to make that decision for you? And who would they make that decision with? But I kind of feel like that's probably the easier part of the goal and challenge that I had given myself for January, because I know where I'm going to go. I know I have a comfort in my relationship that my faith in Christianity, that I believe that there's an everlasting life that I'll be at. So I don't fear that if my time were to come, that there would be an ultimate worst place to be. I think more about the people that are left here and the grieving that we went through when my mom passed, and not wanting anyone to incur that challenge. So anyway, we got the living will. We got it kind of worked out, and we moved on to the power of attorney. And so the power of attorney basically means they get to act in your stead. They get to manage your affairs. They get to pay your bills, have access to your checking account, to information, health records, to be sure that that's in your POA if that's a necessary item, if you have health concerns, to know what all those accounts, what comes out every month, where are the things that need to be paid, what time of the year, because you don't know when an emergency is going to happen, so you don't really know if property taxes are going to be due. Access to your house, access to the files where you keep some of that information. So what I chose to do was make a list for my power of attorney that they would have, and with some contact numbers, names. So I started out with listing my monthly things. What is my savings account? What is my checking account? What is my bank numbers and names and contact people? How does that money get into the bank? So it's direct deposited through my salary, through my workplace. What are the contact numbers for my workplace, so that they would know the schedule for those salary deposits? What's kind of the average deposit they can expect, and what bills come out of from that deposit? What's automatically paid? What's automatically charged to a credit card? What credit cards do I have? When are they due? How do I get those statements? Even, you know, where are my life insurance policies? Are they rounding up things? You know, are we getting to that time? Do they make decisions regarding how well others will be kept, and all kinds of things? So as I spent probably a good 3.5 hours just looking over those legal documents, thinking about that designee, thinking about what they would be going through, remembering how it was for me, going through it with my mom, them there to tell me all this information, and then remembering after my mom passed and my dad stepdad wasn't able to give me as much information, how it was trying to draw back on that information and make those decisions and ask siblings and figure out what's the best thing to do. So what would my designee have to do? So I really put a lot of thought in that list that I was making for them. So I felt like I did a pretty good job with it, but I was exhausted. Boy, that night, I was tired. I even woke up thinking, did I think enough about the list? Did I think about my children at the ages of the 14 and the 8? What would happen now? Is there anything that I would want to leave for them? So then I started thinking about what if I actually passed away, which the power of attorney dies if I pass away. And so now my February goal would be to make a will and name someone to be able to take care of those affairs and to close out my life in a business sense of the word, and maintain and take care of my children to get what I've left for them over to them. So that'll be a February go. But let's getting back to just my power of attorney and going through that process. So I woke up and I was thinking about it, and I thought, okay, I also need a safe deposit box, because that way my power of attorney doesn't have to rummage through my files at home. We'll just put certain documents in that safe deposit box and have access to it, and that's where the list will be. Also including, I forgot to mention, the passwords and account numbers and all my online presence and website addresses that I just basically do in an Excel sheet or username, password, link to it, so that they would be able to open and close those accounts for those active online presence on it. But anyway, so there in the safe deposit box, I was thinking, all right, I'll have a list of account, online presence, accounts and passwords, the billing, accounting, accounts and passwords, kind of stuff like that, things that money that is there for me if I need to have it, or money that needs to go out as a bill, and beneficiaries on life insurance policies. Where are those life insurance policies? what are the different other accounts that you don't think you're going to draw from? Maybe like a retirement account or such that looks far away for me, but if something were to happen, would be an immediate area they would need to explore. So those kind of documents that I would put in the safe deposit box. And then I got to thinking about, you know, my mom's wedding set, which child, you know, how would I piece that up to the grandchildren? My wedding sets, piecing that up, making sure there's tags, you know, what do I leave behind? Getting a little bit more into that will area for February that I'll think about. That, but it overwhelmed me with the emotion, the empathy for just going through that. The empathy for those that would have to deal with that. What would they do? What did I want them to remember? My strengths and so my children. I even started thinking about letters and I thought, okay, this is crazy. I'm not terminal. I'm not dying. I am just planning. So I had to refocus myself and I know when I woke up and I went back to sleep and I had a crazy little dream about little bitty tiny animals, which is hilarious because my daughter is at the age where she plays with a lot of little stuffed animals and has families and is big in the family unit and those little animals. So I attribute that dream to her and not something that I ate for dinner. Anyway, but I woke up happier than when I had woke up in the middle of the night worried about the empathy of what someone would have to go through for a short-term power of attorney and talk with my children and such. So when I woke up and I went to work and I talked to my coworkers about it, I was like, you know, while that emotion of empathy about the situation, the dauntingness of did I get everything I needed on that list, did I put enough information, could really paralyze you. It can make you stop and not complete the task, not complete your goal. And I understand that. And if that happens to you and you don't complete it for that month, well, table it, but don't put it to rest. Just table it and understand and process the emotion that it's an emotion. And emotions are indicators, not dictators. I heard that once. And that means we have to think about why we're having the emotion and then what's the best thing and then think with our head, not as much with our heart in some situations. So when I realized that good is good enough, this would be more than what someone else would have if I had done nothing at all. And so if I don't follow through with that intention, then they're going to have a harder struggle. So it was important for me to get good as good enough, to have the conversation, to finalize the documents, to get them notarized, and to have a central location, whether it be the safe deposit box or the file in my house and them have an extra key. I mean, it will work out. No doubt it will work out because there is some other power guiding that, but I want to make it a little easier. So all of this to say it's normal. It's something we don't often think about. And so when I mentioned to coworkers, yeah, they thought one was actually doing that. And that was kind of crazy that our different stage in life, we were both planning that for January and didn't talk as a January goal. And then for others that they just never even thought about it because they were living that autopilot. So I want to get to some days of living autopilot to take that any stress away from being too intentional and overthinking life. But I want to be prepared. I want others to be prepared for emergency situations and feel restful that that goal was accomplished. So by the end of the weekend, I hope that that goal is accomplished and I can move on. And give myself a pat on the back and not get stuck in the emotion that it creates, that it's daunting and overwhelming. It's just, it's part of life and something that needs to be done. So let's just do it. I hope that today's session just reminds you of some of the things that maybe you've thought about doing. You've even started, but they've become hard and challenged. And that you understand that the emotion that you're feeling has a reason to that. And that reason may be a positive that you're a caring, loving person. And so it's hard for you to do something, but it doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do. So be healthy, finish your goals, table them when you need to, but come back to them. Think about it. Enjoy and fly. We'll see you next time.